All righty, we've got on the line with us, let's see, we've got Mike Robinson. He is the founder of Waverly Pest Control from Wappingers Falls. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're good. So we called you in because, I don't know, you got to be pretty blind to not notice what's going on with the gypsy moth caterpillars. I know I was out in, I think it was Woodstock about a week ago, and I put my bag down on the floor. We were eating at a restaurant outside, and when I picked the bag up, it was covered in what I thought was dirt, but it wasn't. As I went to wipe it off, they were like sticking, and they were moving. And I guess it was the baby gypsy moth caterpillars, right?
It's just true. Yeah, they're gypsy moths, and I think they changed the name to spongy moths because they don't want to offend the gypsies, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, politically correct.
Wacky time we're living in right now, changing all the names around. But anyway, yeah, that's exactly what you experience. It was they usually hatch around the first very warm weather days of spring, especially when it hits upper 70s, lower 80s. Mm-hmm. So what's happening is we're having an outbreak, and people start freaking out, not understanding exactly what's occurring. So it seems like you got an Armageddon of these things showing up all of a sudden, and they're on everything and everywhere. People are getting this weird rash, and they think they're being bitten. So basically what it is, we really try to educate the public just to explain what's going on. Also, you know, from our perspective of being in the business,
right,
we kind of are like the public's first line to understand what's happening.
So you mentioned a rash. You know, that's interesting. So is that when you touch them, do you get a rash from touching them?
Yeah, what's occurring here is that people assume they're being bitten, but it's not a bite. It's there's a toxin in the little hairs that are on the caterpillars when they first hatch. And they're only maybe less than a half an inch long, very, very tiny, and they're inundated in groups, large groups in numbers, sometimes on individual structures and fencing. I mean, you name it. They've been on everywhere, people's mailboxes. And the fear of it is that they think they won't be able to go outside and use the patio or use the deck or barbecue or whatever. And it's just a short time that this occurs, but once it happens and it's done, they move on to the next instars because they have a growth cycle. And between now and about mid-July, they're going to go from that little baby caterpillar to a full-grown moth and then just start the whole process over again. But every 10 to 15 years in the New York State area, or actually the whole upper northeast area, we get these cycles that occur. So for a couple of years in a row, you might get this really large influx. And then nature being nature will knock a lot of those numbers down. They can defoliate the trees. People have this fear that it's going to kill the tree, but it's not necessarily the case. Most of the trees will survive the process. They just regrow the leaves. Hmm. But you can protect them. You can either spray the tree with some sort of a residual. It could be a formidable pesticide. It could be an organic type pesticide. And then you tape the tree. And the reason why we say that, and it's very important to tape the tree with a special tape, because the caterpillars go up and down daily. And they go down for the moisture. Uh-huh. They go down to drink, you know, from the dew that sets overnight on the grass blades and all the other plant life surrounding the base of the tree. And then they go back up to feed on the leaves.
Hmm.
So this is what occurs, and that's what we're going right now.
The tape then traps the caterpillar, sticks to the tape, and then it can't
move,
some
of them are trapping-type tapes where they have a glue, and then others are a slippery-type tape where it prevents them from being able to stick to the tape going up and down the tree. Those seem to work a little bit better than the glue because the glues, they'll become full, and then you have to change them and replace them, whereas the slippery type, you just put it on once, you just ride it out for the 2 month cycle, and then, you know, we'll do this all again next year.
So is the tape something that we can do ourselves, or does your company
actually
do that too?
Actually, you could purchase it on Amazon. That's where we've gotten some of the supplies. It's called a slippery caterpillar tape. The glue itself doesn't really bond well to the surface of the bark around the tree. So what we've done to be a little creative is we'll wrap it and overlap it with regular duct tape, and then put one band of this particular slippery tape around that onto the duct tape, and it seems to hold up pretty much for the 2 months that we needed to do
That's great.
Okay,
yeah, you
got to be creative in this business.
Yeah, it doesn't sound, it sounds like something that, you know, you can manage yourself or call in a company like yours, Waverly Pest, to help control it. We were also just noticing today that, you know, we get these reports about, you know, pollen and pests and what's high, what's low. And today it said something about indoor pests being high today for some reason. What are we moving into as far as pests go? Is, you know, is there things we should be looking for inside and outside that other pests coming into the summer?
Well, here's the thing. You have, because we have the four seasons here in the New York State area of the country, we get to experience all four different types of mating that occurs, cycles that occur, different varying insects that occur. So when they're talking about inside pests, I mean, it could be ants at this time of the year.
We get
a lot of calls on that right now. As the season progresses towards mid-June, early July, we start getting all the bee calls that start coming in. And because of how the weather affects nature, if you got a lot of rain, it can really increase the sizes of a lot of these pest issues. So as you move forward, it's just a matter of keeping an eye on the activity levels that you're seeing. And then when you call in a professional, whether it's me or anybody, you have to understand there's a process involved to what we do. It, you know, there's a science involved here so that we keep everybody safe and try to get the results you want. And you have to apply these things in a certain manner to get those results. So it could be a trap, it could be a spray, it might be just straightening out a problem where you got a water issue, you know, rerouting the water, drying out an area. So there's a lot of different factors involved with controlling individual pest problems.
Oh, it's overwhelming sometimes, the pests, and I feel like we've got a lot of them. It seems like we've got a lot of them already.
Yeah, it's like riding a bike, yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you so much for joining us today, and anybody who wants information, Waverly Pest has a website, waverlypc.com. They're in Wappingers Falls, and Mike, we'll be calling you in periodically, if that's okay, as we as the seasons change, because I know come the fall, a lot of the pests start to come in, right?
They come in, or they die off, or they what happens is they lay their eggs to carry their species over to the next year, so that happens, and then you get your mice and your chocolate sprinkles that you didn't expect on your decorations.
Chocolate sprinkles. I don't want to talk
about
that.
We find this out around Halloween.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Gypsy Moth Caterpillar Control. Get some tape or call Mike at Waverly. He'll help you out. Thanks so much for being on with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.